We're in Megillah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Amen. We had learned last time that there's a concept of neder. And when we discussed the previous Mishnah, we also explained that neder can be broken down into two types of neder. There's a neder where I take the responsibility to bring a sacrifice. There's a nedova where I say this animal is designated as a sacrifice. Tells us our Mishnah, we're on the second Mishnah of the page, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. And ben nedarim and davot, there's no difference between nedarim and nedavos, these two types of dedications. Ela shan nedarim chayav b'achayutan, un davot eno chayav b'achayutan. The only difference is that with a neder, the person is responsible. If the animal dies, he's got to bring another animal. He's responsible for that sacrifice. He says, I will bring a shlomim sacrifice, so he's responsible to bring it. Chayav v'achayutan, he has responsibility. Nidavos is that he says, this is going to be a shlomim sacrifice. I hereby designate this animal, eino chayav v'achayutan. He's not responsible if the animal gets stolen or drops dead or whatever happens.
So there's less talking.
No.
Less grave.
No. No, it's just, where does the responsibility lie? Have I taken the responsibility on my shoulders? Harei olai, I take the responsibility to do something. Or do I say harei zeh? This is. When I say harei zeh, when I designate the animal already has holiness. When I say harei olai, I have responsibility, but this animal can be the fulfillment of the responsibility or another animal can be.
And then it divides on me.
The neder is on me, the nedava is on the animal. Neder is a rei alai, nedava is a rei zu.
Can you take a shaliach for that?
Yeah, theoretically certain korbanos could be sent to the shaliach, and then, yes.
Oh,
not every korban could be sent to the shaliach, but yes. Technically, once you've said this animal is going to be a certain sacrifice, if it is a sacrifice that can be brought with a shaliach, you could send it with a shaliach. When it comes to korbanos, there is the be'alim, there is the makriv, there is the mitkafer. You brought us into an interesting sugiya.
Yeah,
there is the be'alim, the owner. There is the makriv, the one who's bringing the sacrifice. There is the mitkafer, the one who's getting atonement. Now, why do we break it down like that? Usually they're all one and the same person. Because sometimes they're not. Sometimes you have a sacrifice where the husband has to bring for his wife. And then the question is, who has to be the be'alim? And who has to be the makriv? And who is the mitkaper? The wife stands outside, he brings it inside. Who's the balim? Who owns it? So that, when you learn, Bezat Shem, we will learn. The sugiyot of korbanos, where there are mutual owners, there we will discuss who are the balim, who is the makriv, who is the mitkaper. Okay, but that's why you brought it up. So.
What's the nafkah mean? Sorry, between
neder and nedava? You tell me.
So what Rashi says?
I didn't do Rashi. Harei alai, harei alai. My responsibility. Nedava is harei zu. This is.
It's responsibility to give some kind of sacrifice.
Or I could say an ola sacrifice, but I didn't say which animal is going to be designated.
Okay, but and with nedava.
I've already designated this animal will be an ola.
Will be an ola. So what's in what let's, way let's am I start, not wait. Attached with that? With
let's say I the say. Animal drops dead. I say, okay. You know, when I'm going to go up on Pesach, Pesach's coming up, right? Okay. It's only 4 months away. So the women shouldn't hear this. the Torah gives us a mitzvah on Pesach and every regel to bring an olas riyah. Every time you want to go up to the temple, you could bring an ola sacrifice, right? So I could bring one, or I could bring 10. So I'm having a great week in business. I'm making a lot of money in the stock market. So I say, harei alai chamishim olos riyah. I take responsibility to bring 50 sacrifices in honor of the fact that I will get to see God at the temple by the regal. Now I have 50 animals in my corral. Now what can we do? The mad cow hits them, mad cow disease, they all drop dead. Now I'm still responsible to go and purchase another 50 cows or 50 sheep, whatever it is. I have to purchase 50 new animals to bring sacrifice. I said, hooray, a lie. The responsibility is on me. But let's say I would have worded it differently. I would have said, God, thank you so much for giving me all this money. Hare Elu, I hereby designate Hare Zu, these animals, these 50 animals I will bring as an Olas Re'iya. I designate them as an Olas Re'iya. Now, they already have a certain element of holiness. They've already been designated for Karban. Chazal instructed us, don't do that. You're running into trouble. What are you going to do when you milk them? Who are you going to give the milk to? You've already designated them. You're running into trouble. What about when you shear their hair, when you shave them, right? Don't do that. But he did it. So the Torah gives us a capacity to make a neder, where it's my responsibility, or an adava. Now, the advantage of saying, God, these 50 animals are going to be an ola, is that if mad cow disease hits them and they all drop dead, so sorry, God, your animals died. I already designated them for you. I don't have to replace them. Whereas if I said, Hare Allah, if I took the responsibility, I must replace them. Barur? Ken? Adam?
What if you don't place it on for like the temple? What if you say, I designate these for my friend over there? Do they still gain that kind of kedusha?
I don't know. I don't know how that, if that can work.
Because we're talking about vows. Does it have to be a vow for the temple?
So, wait. Let's review. We said the classical neder is a neder that's about kachim for the temple. And then the Torah teaches us that you can take this concept of neder and also apply it into your mundane lives. That a person can say, I will prohibit this Gemara on me like a sacrifice. The classical neder is where I designate a karban, either my responsibility or the animal. The Torah teaches us you can also expand it to prohibit things within the mundane life. It's an expansion.
If you make something iser to you,
right?
That's on you.
It's iser to me, but it is iser. You're right. I am the one that it's iser to. But I'm not saying I will not derive benefit. I'm saying it is iser to me. So you could say it's semantics, but it isn't.
Designate something, or if it's not for the temple, like I think about, I will give you so many sheep.
It's a different vow. I will give you as a shavua. That's I will do an action. We said a neder has to be, this is prohibited on me, like kachin. That's a neder.
I mean, okay, we're taking it.
Okay.
Here, okay.
The word neder, we discussed yesterday, is primarily used for kachim. And then the Torah teaches us can be borrowed for our private lives. Now, we discussed that there's neder and nedava. So far, so good?
How did it come to you? I'm already asking too much.
You're not asking too much, but we were running through the aim bains. There's no difference in this and that, this and that, this and that. And then we got to Mudar Ano and Mudar Maichal, and now Nidarim and Nidavos. Now, we'll take advantage of this opportunity to learn an important concept. Sometimes we have words that describe a set. Meaning, let's take the word Malach. The word Malach describes a myriad of angels. There are 10 different levels of angels. There's the Seraph angels and the Kruvim angels and the Chaya angels and the Malach angels. Not only does the word Malach mean the all-encompassing set of Malachim, the word Malach can also mean a level within the set. We say Nevuah. Well, there's Nevuah is a general term, which encompasses different levels. It encompasses Ruach HaKodesh. It also encompasses a level called Nevuah. And sometimes the reason that we use the borrowed term is because it is the most frequent. Meaning we can sometimes say a term and it can mean the set. It's come to mean a lot of things, but the most frequent one is that one, so that's why we use that one. Right? That's sometimes hard to discern. Why? Why is it that way? Here we have neder and nedava, and they're both a form of neder. There's the set of nedarim, and within the set of nedarim there are two types. There's a neder and a nedava. With me, yeah? Good. Well, one more point. Even though we said you could say a neder, hare alai, I am responsible to bring the following sacrifice. When you get to the Temple Mount, and you're about to bring the animal as an ola, so you look at that animal and say, that animal is hereby an ola. Meaning, part of the process of sacrificing an animal is that you designate the animal. You say, this animal is going to be that sacrifice. Only Chazal didn't want you to do it back at home. Because if you do it back at home, you got to be very careful. You can't lean on the animal. You can't use the animal. But just before you sacrifice it, you would designate the animal. Just a point worth knowing. Back to the Gemara. So we said... will have an aspect. Will doesn't have one now. Okay, so what did our Mishnah say? Now that we have all this general knowledge. What did our Mishnah say? What did our Mishnah say? In bin nidorim li nidavos. There's no difference in neder and nidava. La shandarim chayav b'chayuta. No, the only difference is that in neder, you're responsible. If anything happens to it, you said, are a lie. I'm responsible to take care of it. Lindavot ino chayav b'chayuta. When it comes to nidava, you're not responsible if something happens to the animal. The Gemara, again, infers a specific inference. The Gemara does not understand it to be an all-encompassing rule. There is no difference other than this. The Gemara understands it's coming to indicate a specific. We understand from here that they are equal with regard to a different point. Which point is that? That is the commandment of Baal Te'acher. The Torah says, when it comes to your responsibilities to the temple, don't be late. Don't be late. This week's parsha, Yaakov was late in fulfilling his declaration to God. He lost his wife over that. His daughter got raped over that. Chazal said, don't be late. God has collateral. Don't think he's got nothing to collect from. You make a promise, live up to it. And if you don't live up to it, a person has to know that he's endangering his family. When we had a situation where my wife was hospitalized and then my child was hospitalized, the first thing I did was I started looking up over all the books. Was there a promise I made I hadn't lived up to? Was there a dedication I had made that I hadn't lived up to? Chazal tell us, these are the things that a man's spouse is, so to speak, that's like the collateral, the spouse, the children. Chazal say, Baal Te'acher, the Torah's commandment, don't be late in the promises you make to God. So, tells us the Gemara, the Mishnah stressed, there's no difference between a neder and a nedava other than the responsibility factor. When you say you're responsible, well, then you're responsible. When you say this animal is a sacrifice, then you're not responsible if something happens to it. You couldn't help it. It's not your fault. Halinyan bal ta'acher, we derive from here, we infer from here, but with regard to the commandment, do not be late, zeveze shavin, this and this are equal. And we discussed yesterday the concept of are equal. Does that mean it is the same thing, the same result, or the same source as well? Tanan Hatam, we learned over there, and we discussed yesterday the importance of a Mishnah being quoted as over there. Eizeu neder, the Mishnah says, what is a neder? Notice the Eizehu, Yosef, don't worry, we will repeat it, Bezrat Hashem. I didn't come to make you feel guilty. You weren't feeling well yesterday. Your responsibility yesterday was to sleep. And my responsibility is not to repeat everything every day, but we will repeat it. The concept will appear again and again, and we will repeat it. Don't worry. Tanan Hatam, so we learned over there, Eizehu neder, and by the way, it is available online. As you know, Eizehu neder. And whenever you have the words Eizehu in the Mishnah, you know that you have a miut. A miut. It is coming to the exclusion of something else. What is? Meaning this is to the exclusion of something else. Zehu, this is. Eizehu, which is? Meaning I could have entertained it is more encompassing, tells us the Mishnah. No. This is a neder. If a person says, I hereby have the responsibility to bring an ola sacrifice. Eizuhi nidava. Again, we have a miut. What is a nidava? When a person says, I hereby declare this animal to be an ola. And what's the difference between a neder and a nidava? Nedarim metu anignevu avedu chayav b'chayutan. If a person said a neder, he took a vow. He said, "Hare alai, I hereby take the responsibility to bring the sacrifice." Then metu, if they died, anignevu, or if they were stolen, or avedu, or if they were lost. Eino chayav be'achayuta, chayav be'achayuta, and he's responsible for replacing them. He's responsible for them. Nedavot, but if he designated them as they are the donation, they are going to be the sacrifice. Meitu, if they died, or nignevu, or if they were stolen, or avadu, if they were lost. Eino chayav be'achayuta, and he is not responsible for them. Minani mili, where do we get these words from? Where is this concept from? Ditanu havanan. We have a brisa that was validated by the Academy of Rav Chiya or Rav Oshaya. The pasuk says when it comes to sacrifice, v'nirtzalo lechaper alav, it will be pleasing on his behalf. It will bring atonement for him. Rabbi Shimon Omer, et she'alav chayav b'achayuto, v'et she'ino alav eino chayav b'achayuto. Why does the pasuk say v'nirtza lo? It will be accepted for him. When will it be accepted as appeasement for him? Lechaper alav, when he gets the atonement. That indicates you will only get appeasement, so to speak, from God when you get atonement. Why is the pasuk worded that way? To tell you when it's alav, when it is his responsibility, when he said this sacrifices on my shoulders. He said, and neder, hare olai, I take the responsibility to bring this sacrifice. So then, he only is absolved of this responsibility when he actually, in fact, brings the sacrifice. So that's what Rav Shimon says. The pasuk says, v'nirtza lo, it will be favorable for him, lechaper alav, when he actually gets atonement. Rav Shimon says, what's the pasuk teaching me? Et she'alav, whatever is on his shoulders, chayav b'achayuto, there he is responsible to ensure that he gets the atonement, that he brings it to the temple. Meaning the pasuk says, he will find appeasement, so to speak. He's in a quandary. What does it mean he's in a quandary until he gets the atonement? That's talking about a specific case, when he's in the quandary, when he took the responsibility. Then he doesn't get out of it until lechaper alav, till he brings the kapara, till he brings the karban. But et she'eino alav, that indicates that there are times when it is not on him, it is not on his shoulders. Eino chayav b'chayto, then he is not responsible if something happens to it. Asks the Gemara, mei ei mashma. Notice it's not my mashma, but mei ei. From where do you have this indication? Like when the Gemara asks, Mikra, it's not asking Mikra, what pasuk, it's asking Me'ei Kira'a, from where is this pasuk? Okay, this isn't my invention. When it's from where, it is Me'ei. When the question is what, then it is my. Me'ei, you want to look it up, it is in the Yaivetz, in the beginning of Tractate Berachos. They are spelt the same way, just like the word Eini and Eini. Two questions in the Gemara. Eini or Eini, spelt the same way. Yes. And just like when you have the Rosh Tevos Aleph Tof Lamed, which can mean Imtim Tzolomar or Imtim Tzilomar. Two different questions. Says the Gemara, Me'ei Mashma, where do you have this indication? Yosef, ve'al te'atzevu, don't feel bad, you will learn these concepts with time, repetition. I didn't learn them in a day either. I went to a shir for a few years that kept hammering these concepts into me. And I reviewed the shir a few times a day. Me'ei mashma, where do we have this indication? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, kivan damar alai, keman detai nakat ve'dami. Where's the indication that you can have a vow where it's his responsibility? At the end of the day, we're talking about sacrifices. Answers of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Once a person said, Hare Alai, I hereby take the responsibility to bring a sacrifice, a person could say, I hereby take the responsibility to bring an Ola sacrifice. What he's saying is, Keman Detai Nakat Fedami. It's as though he loaded it on his shoulders. Kiman, like a person, detai nakatve, that loaded on his shoulders, ktefayim, dami it is similar to. Okay, we're up to the next Mishnah. I gotta grab a drink and we will continue.